Divine Office. Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Hail, O star of ocean, God's own mother bearest, ever sinless virgin, heaven's portal fairest, taking that sweet Gabriel spoken, Eve's own name reversing, be of peace the token. Break the sinner's fetters, light to blind restoring, all our dispelling, every grace imploring. Show thyself a mother in thy supplication. He will hear who chose thee. Incarnation. Virgin all excelling, passing meek and lowly, win for sinners pardon, make us chaste and holy. As we journey onward, aid our weak endeavor, till we gaze on Jesus and rejoice forever. Father, Son, and Spirit, give we equal glory, equal praise and blessing. Amen.
I have consecrated this temple, and my name shall dwell within it.
I have consecrated this temple, and my name shall dwell within it.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
For Israel's law it is, there is to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David.
For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces, peace.
For love of my brethren and friends, I say, peace upon you. For the love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I have consecrated this temple, and my name shall dwell within it.
Blessed are you, O Mary, from you has come the salvation of the world.
Blessed are you, O Mary, from you has come the salvation of the world.
If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil.
In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber.
Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior.
Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed are you, O Mary. From you has come the salvation of the world.
The Virgin Mary is exalted above all the choirs of angels.
The Virgin Mary is exalted above all the choirs of angels.
Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens.
God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight.
He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favour he has bestowed on us in his beloved.
In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favour to us.
God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ.
A plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Virgin Mary is exalted above all the choirs of angels.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. God will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God." The Word of the Lord. Her children rose up, and they called her blessed.
Her children rose up, and they called her blessed.
She opened her lips with wisdom, and her tongue spoke words of love.
And they called her blessed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Her children rose up, and they called her blessed.
Deep waters cannot quench love, nor floods sweep it away.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, For he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Deep waters cannot quench love, nor floods sweep it away. God send us the Blessed Virgin Mary to console us in our sorrow and to lead us to Himself. Let us confidently pray.
Grant us her love, help, and protection.
You made Mary the gate through which the true light shone over the earth.
By the light of her Son, may the Church seek justice for the oppressed and peace for all people.
Grant us her love, help, and protection. The image of the mother of your Son was imprinted on the garment of the Indian Juan Diego with the features of his race.
Imprint within us Mary's virtues and her love for the poor and the defenseless.
Grant us her love, help, and protection. Through Mary, you changed barren Tepeyac into a fragrant garden of flowers.
Through her, transform us, that we may grow fruitfully as true Christians.
Grant us her love, help, and protection. In Juan Diego, you gave us an example of simplicity and humility.
Teach us constancy in suffering and fidelity to the gospel.
Grant us her love, help, and protection. You made the Virgin Mary the protector of all who call upon her and trust in her.
May the light of her consolation shine on those who have departed from this life.
Grant us her love, help, and protection.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, Father of mercies, who placed your people under the singular protection of your Son's most holy Mother, grant that all who invoke the Blessed Virgin of Guadalupe may seek with ever more lively faith the progress of peoples in the ways of justice and of peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.